I say what ho, this is Brian. Call me another lost Frank Gardner, coming to you from the Devil's Hole, aka Ramble on Towers Tower, Bell Tower Studio in scenic and lovely and still fairly warm Hespeler, Ontario. You are listening to Ramble on Radio, episode number 111 on the truly off the cuff podcasting network this evening. Ramble on Radio is the only Led Zeppelin podcast on this or any other known internets. Be sure to go to RambleOnRadio.com for all your Led Zeppelin news, reviews, and any links I mentioned during the show. You can subscribe to Ramble On Radio through iTunes. If you're in iTunes, if you go to iTunes to get the what's the name of the album? There's two. You're gonna have to get in the near future: the Blanket of the Night Refugee Benefit, or the new Rokia Tonro Traro. Is that the Rokia Traro? I have no idea how to say it. Get those albums, pop over to Ramble On Radio, leave a review. A star, 3 stars, 5 stars, drop a note. Not for my benefit, for the show's benefit. It helps with it helps with the placement of the podcast within iTunes. Also, you can go to Podbean. I am Brian Dammit at Podbean. You can listen on Spreaker, and if you go to Spreaker, be sure to follow Ramble On Radio. And both Podbean and Spreaker have apps, and you can listen to the show directly on the apps. And I'm trying to think what else now. But how about YouTube? Go to YouTube. Follow Ramble On Radio on YouTube. And I think next week I'm going to try video. It'll be the Christmas show next week. I'm going to try and video it. I'll get it up on YouTube over Christmas. As well, I'll follow Ramble On Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and at Ramble On Blog on Twitter. So this is December 10th. I was out last night. I went to see Get the Light Out last night. Everybody's talking about, oh, it was 8 years ago. Say, oh, holy cow, 8 years ago. And I was saying, oh, wow, is that what day it is? So last night was the 9th. Those of us who went to the O2 show in London, England, would have got our kind of wristbands and stuff on the 9th. And then there is the show itself was tonight. By now, it was over. We were actually in the pub enjoying a few. Talking. It was one of those didn't want to go to bed nights. And it was a, you look, everybody's seen the DVD. If you're listening to this, you've probably seen the DVD, right? Maybe you saw it in the theaters. You've certainly heard the show by now. There's a few very good bootlegs, both on video and audio of the shows. So there's no excuse not to know that the show, they played very well. It was an exceptional show. They put on a really good show, a light show. They did everything right. And it was a wonderful night. It was fabulous. A great memory. And the reason this whole blog/podcast thing started was in the lead up. And I think I tell this story every year. In the lead up to the concert, you could tell my family was getting thoroughly sick of hearing me talking about it. So I decided I would talk about it to people who might want to care and started a blog. That blog was Ramble On, it was called, and then it's transmogrified over the years to Ramble On Radio, and the podcast is bigger than the blog these days. More effort goes into it, certainly, not even sure why that is, but that is. So that was 8 years ago. 8 years ago, hard to believe. 2007. It's so strange. How could it be that long? And those of us who kind of, you know, in the back of our minds think reunion, you got to think 8 years ago. It's almost unthinkable they would do something together now, I think. And we saw a couple of years ago, they started to get a little friendlier. They started being seen together. Robert seemed to start talking a little more openly, and Jimmy was talking about it was dead, it was over. Robert seemed to talk a little more openly about his thinking. And probably because 5-6 years had passed, and they kind of felt they were they could step back from it a little bit. But wow, 8 years, 8 years. Oh, Lordy. So I mentioned I was at Get the Light Out last night here in Mississauga, Ontario. I'm not happy with the people in Mississauga, Ontario. They would not let me get a press pass. So I don't have pictures to show and that sort of thing. But I was there. And thanks to the band, I did get a pass. I got to see them all backstage or after the show. And I did get... I was looked after. I was looked after. Just not by the people who run the Mississauga Art Center, so a living art center. So boo to them. And no, I will not be reviewing the next classic albums live that comes there. I will not be. Don't bother sending me the promotional material because it's not going to make it through the filter. I'm not important enough for a pass. I'm certainly not important enough to promote your stuff. But anyway, that's me being bitter. And certainly don't like being that guy very much. So we got a number of stuff kind of popped up this week. A couple of really interesting things, I think. And so I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to talk... I should mention from Get the Light Out. I mentioned before Andrew Lipke has a CD called Siddhartha. And it's available. If you go to see Get the Light Out, it's available at the shows. And he was nominated for a Grammy. I don't know. He wasn't nominated for a Grammy, but he got there's an initial nomination process, and it's about 20 or so songs. I don't know how many, but it's a longer list of nominees, and he was on that for one of his songs for arrangement. So that's Andrew Lipke. And then just today, Paul Hammond announced, and Paul Hammond, I did beers with him last night, and he mentioned this. But just kind of casually in passing, oh, you guys are a little late for this. But this weekend, starting at Get the Let Out shows, he will be selling his own CD called About That Guitar. And I've ordered one for myself, so I will be reviewing it probably just after Christmas. Unless it comes quick, or if I can get some files off Paul, I could review it next week prior to Christmas. But if you're thinking Christmas list... look up Paul Hammond on Facebook. Go to Paul Hammond's Facebook page or Get the Let Out's Facebook page. Try to get a hold of Paul through that. And you can order the CD. He will mail it to you. And they'll get out early next week. So they should make it in time for Christmas, I would think. Speaking of such things, Jimmy Page is... one hopes this is on bit when I do my Christmas one next week. This stuff's still available. But Jimmy did had a sale on last week before, and I've finally picked up the Soundtracks CD. Yeah, £18 for the Soundtracks CD box. What was the other? A lot of the stuff is actually sold out. The Lucifer Rising and other soundtracks sold out. Death Wish 2 sold out, the vinyl. The mugs sold out. I got one of those. I went to the show last night in my Lucifer Rising sweatshirt. They're not sold out, however. Still has books. Here's the Soundtracks vinyl box set at $65. But it was £18 for the CD. I think it was on sale for less than that. I think it was actually on sale for less than that. I rolled it out cheaper than that, I think. But, keep an eye anyway. I got that coming in, so I will finally be able to hear what he did on the soundtracks, what extras there is, that sort of thing, and offer something of a review. That'll be in the new year, I'm sure. Possibly, I probably should be in this week, so possibly next week I can talk about that. But so that's two things, the Paul... Paul Hammond CD, again, called About That Guitar, and it will be available for digital download as well in the next little while. And I will let you know as soon as I get a chance to hear how it's, whether it's Zeppelin-esque, I guess. Andrew's Siddhartha, that it's not very Zeppelin-esque. It's the one thing I would say about it. I enjoy it, I like it, but it's not. You would not be knowing it's from a Zeppelin tribute band guy, but he does a lot of stuff. But Hammond from Get the Let Out, Paul Hammond from Get the Let Out, about that guitar, is just about to be released. If you sniff around. All right, and they were, by the way, they were excellent. They were so, so good. The audience here in Mississauga, their first ever out of the U.S. show, the audience here at Mississauga was blown away. I talk about them a lot. I've seen them 8 times now. And they're just, one of the guys, my brother took 4 guys, and one of them said, like, he goes all the time to the Classic Albums live shows. He says, I don't know if I'll be able to go again. These guys are so much better. Doing the same sort of thing, but doing it at such a higher level. And yeah, there was a guy beside me. He was talking to his girlfriend all night, and he was kind of bragging on how much he knew about the music and stuff. And he'd say, listen for this. Listen, oh, I bet you they missed this part. Oh, they didn't miss it. At the end of Over the Hills and Far Away, you know, there's that little organ and guitar part, and it just kind of settles out very gently. And he just goes, it was just done, and he just goes, wow. It was, they really performed well. They, I think, one of the better performance nights I've seen them. They seem to be really in their zone. And that may have something to do with the fact they're playing these days, instead of other times when you've seen them, they're playing 2 nights a week, maybe 3. This summer it was up to 3 nights a week they're playing. They're kind of playing 4 nights a week these days, and they had a Out West tour where they were doing 5 in a row, then 3 in the next 5, and that sort of thing. So they may just have been settled into, they're just playing that much better because they're playing that much more. But Get the Let Out. If they're in a town near you, you got to go see them. If you get a chance to meet them after, tell them Brian Gardner sent you. That podcast guy, whatever. Let them know. But that's okay. That's all. Knowing history, other than, you know, the concert. I don't have any in histories. This week in histories for you this week. But what do you want? 8 years ago, they played, they got together, they played, they blew us all away. All right, so some news dropped today. John Paul Jones will appear on, and I mentioned this in the intro. The intro, by the way, was In My Time of Dying, from not the 02 performance, but from the final rehearsal before the 02. It was 2 or 3 days before the show. And it kind of leaked as a bootleg. And since the O2 has been officially released, I decided to go with the bootleg from before. Just for, you know, it's a little less illegal, I guess, is the way to put it. And, yeah, why push your luck, right? Why push your luck? So that was that's what that was from. So we got, John Paul Jones announced that he laid down some tracks and will appear on the forthcoming album by Rokia Traore, Rokia Traore. Have no idea who she is, by the way. It's a she for sure. And I have nothing on her, other than what I see on her Facebook page, and I have not had a chance to actually listen to any of her songs. So I couldn't even tell you exactly. And it's all written in French, her Facebook page. She is a French artist. I'm going to guess, just by the looks of things, a little jazzy, bluesy. Looks like a trio. You know, she plays guitar as well as, I'm guessing, sings. There we go. There's an automatically translated. The world is made of diversities. Mali is great. So she's from Mali. There you go, because it's in French. A lot of stuff's in French. I assume she was actually in France, but looks like Mali is her country of origin. And I don't want this to sound wrong. She has that look of Africans from that kind of. It's going to sound wrong, isn't it? But yeah, kind of long, lean, skinny looking. long neck, that kind of mallee. I was gonna say, kind of the east coast of Africa. You get down in there, and there's a kind of a look. And she has that look about her. And don't read anything into what I just said, other than what I said. How's that for you? Don't read anything else. So John Paul Jones is played in a couple of pieces on the album. That's what it says. From John Paul Jones Official, the tracks that he contributed will appear in a forthcoming album, which is due in February on Nonesuch Records. I will get a hold of Nonesuch and see if I can get a review. I don't know if he plays bass or mandolin, if he plays on one or two tracks or all of them. But there is some John Paul Jones recorded music coming out in February. And Dender is Mr. Plant, comma Robert. Robert has contributed a song to a benefit album for the refugees in the UK. The album, it's a cover of the song The Blanket of Night by Elbow. And I don't know. There is a video. I will try and get the video posted onto Ramblin' Radio, but I don't know when. In the next couple of days, I will try and take a few minutes to do that. But Plant's Blanket of the Night, it's going on an album called the album's put together by British Red Cross. Let me see. The singers teamed up with the British Red Cross for the project, which is being produced by Ethan Johns, who has worked with Kings of Leon. Other artists who feature on the compilation album, The Long Road, it's called, include Tina Wearin, spoken word artist Scroobius Pip, Kindness, and the Sierra Leone Refugee All Stars. So, hey, Robert Plant's not the only big name. who cares? Yeah. So he's contributed to it, and I guess this is an issue he feels fairly strongly about. I gather pro bringing in refugees is his stance on it. And look, this is a very sensitive political issue, and I really avoid politics like the plague on this show. And one of the reasons I can do that is because these guys don't tend to dabble in the politics very much, so I can kind of ignore it. While talking about them, kind of hard to ignore the politics of this here. But I'll say, and I was reading some stuff, and some people saying, "Well, how about helping pensioners? How about helping, the NHA, the National Health, whatever, which is." And fair enough, I guess would be the only comment on that. My feeling is, though, Robert's, he's been to these parts of the world. He's been to, well, Mali. We were just talking about Mali. He's been there, right? He's been to the festival in the desert. Remember, he had the 6-part documentary, and he's traveled around kind of northern and the parts of Africa, where a lot of where this is going on now. I would not be shocked if he's been in Somalia. So he's kind of a puts his money where his mouth is, right? This is a subject that's obviously he likes the area, he likes the people. I don't want to say he knows, he's got a better handle on the issues than you, me, or anybody else, because I think that's people say that, people talk like that. Well, I was in Paris, so I can tell you that from my experience. That's kind of idiotic. You go, a rich rock star traveling here, there, or anywhere doesn't necessarily have a better handle on the real world of the real people. Just because he's been there. You get into a bubble, and as a Western person going into these places, you can get into a bubble. And just when you go on holidays, when I go on holidays, when you go on holidays, we kind of put ourselves into a bubble away from the real world that those people are facing. Even if it's just a. You go into Chicago, you don't have to work, so it's It's a different kind of day than if you live there. So I don't like to say that he's got a better handle on this. He understands the issues better than you or me or anybody else. Just because he's been there. But having been there, you understand that he's sensitive to the area. He likes the area. He's in this honestly. How about that? It's an honest issue to him. It's not something that somebody's told him maybe it would be good for your career or that he's decided there's something in this for him that it would be an issue that's important and close to his heart. I don't want to say good for him. That does what he has to do, and we all do what we have to do. It's neither good nor bad for him. Look at me trying to stay so neutral, right? But you know, I just think he's it's an issue it's important to him. It's an important issue to him. It's not just, oh, this is the current issue, so let's run with it. So he comes by his anti-Donald Trumpism honestly. How's that? Or was that too political? It's going to be a short one tonight, and I'm going to roll it at that. I kind of squeaking this one in, and I know there's some other stuff I could talk about. Jimmy Page is talking about. Oh, yeah, this story popped up. Jimmy was talking about putting a new band together, and he was talking about prior to the O2, he played with other musicians for a while as a warm-up, to warm himself up, which makes some sense, right? Get some guys in, okay, let's play the songs with me. But it's really funny that nobody heard anything about that for 8 years. Even all these years later, we don't know who those musicians are. They've never come out and said, "Oh, that was us." That's kind of a funny thing, isn't it? But there's But he is talking about, and he sounds like he's sounding more serious about the issue of putting some music out. It sounds almost like he's talking to musicians and getting things together. So, fingers crossed, we've got a new Robert Plant song, plus we got the Robert Plant Christmas song. Do I need to go into my thing and find out? Alison Krauss, Robert Plant, The Light of Day, The Light of Christmas Day, it's called. From the movie, I forget what the friggin' movie is. Love the Coopers. From the movie Love the Coopers, we have The Light of Christmas Day. In February, we have new John Paul Jones music, or specifically, we have Rokia Triore music, and with John Paul Jones featuring. Sounds like we have a benefit song coming probably the next week or two from Robert Plant. And then Jimmy, it's possible Jimmy's going to get hard to work, so... lots to look forward to in the next year, right? And meanwhile, go to YouTube and check out, I'm struggling with his name right now. Andrew Lipke, Lipke. Check out the songs. There's a few good ones, and he was Grammy semi-nominated, and he's from Get the Let Out, and of course, Paul Hammond's About That Guitar should appear on the download sites in the next week. So that's something for you to check out. And, there's a lot of stuff there for a band that's been broken up for 35 years. It was 35 years ago last week, right, that they officially split up. Sure is a lot of activity happens. Yeah. All right. I'm gonna wrap it up there. As you can probably hear, I'm in a mellow zone right now. Anyway, partly because there's people around the house, so I lose a lot of vocal enthusiasm when there's people around. Because they think I'm in the other room talking to myself, and I'm very conscious of that. So we'll call that a night. We'll call it an episode. Ramble On Radio, episode 111. Thank you for listening. Check out rambleonradio.com for notes in this week's podcast, for Led Zeppelin news and reviews, and any links I might have mentioned in today's podcast, which I don't think I did. I will get some information up about Paul Hammond's material, and obviously whenever it's released and we can get hear it, the Robert Plant song, the and the John Paul Jones song. Follow Ramble On Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and at Ramble On Blog at Twitter. You can subscribe to Ramble On Radio through iTunes. If you go to iTunes, leave a review. You're going over to get the Paul Hammond album. Going to get that. I can't remember her name to save my life. Rokia Traore album. You're going to get the Blanket of the Night. The Long Road album. The Benefit of the Robert Plant. Just Google Ramble On Radio, leave a review. Listen on Spreaker and on Podbean. Both Spreaker and Podbean have apps, including for, I believe, your Android device. If you're on Spreaker, be sure to follow Ramble On Radio on Spreaker. And check it out at Ramble On Radio on YouTube. And like I say, I'll try next week to record the episode, the Christmas episode. And look for next weekend for the Christmas episode. And thanks for listening to Ramble On Radio, episode 111. Keep it coolin', peace.
I'm sure there'll be internet forums telling me what I'm doing.
Switch off the internet.
A tale can be told. Sometimes I get so tired.